LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Hope we're coming in loud and clear this morning. Seemed to be a little hot, maybe. Turn that down. Okay. How was your week? It's Youth Deer Day, or Youth Weekend starting today. And anybody out there with their youngsters, youth hunters, traveling to the hunting stands, listen to the sound of my voice, you're certainly welcome to give us a call here, 410. WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Put the youngster on. Let him talk a little bit, him or her talk a little bit about how excited they are for the hunt, what kind of weapon they're using, what kind of firearm they're using, where they're hunting, what county, and age and everything else. And then while you're doing that, you can enter them for the youth muzzleloader giveaway that's coming up the first Saturday in December. We'll be giving away a Wolf, CVA Wolf, muzzleloader to a lucky youngster whose adult calls and enters them in the contest, or if they'd like to call and enter themselves, they can do that. Also giving away an adult muzzleloader, which would be a CVA Optima V2. That's got a nitride barrel and a camo synthetic stock. It's got a scope mount, does not have a scope, but that's a good one. The Wolf is a standard stainless steel and black synthetic stock model, but it's a great starter muzzleloader, and I know adults that are using them as well that have gotten them through, you know, purchased them, won them, that type of thing. I know that they are still using their entry-level Wolf for years and years and years in the stand and taking both whitetail and sika deer with it. One of the biggest sika deer ever taken by a youth was taken with a Wolf at almost 200 yards in a sika deer stand. We know the story about that one. And his dad had also taken one that's probably within the top 10 muzzleloader stags with a with that CVA, same CVA Wolf. I know this because I know the father and son team. Son is now in the military. Father's still out hunting. Matter of fact, the father just took a beautiful black bear in North Carolina with his compound bow the other day. It weighed 540 pounds. Black bear, North Carolina, compound bow. Just got a picture of it. Anyway, that's what's going on there. Muzzleloader contest, 410-922-6680. Call in, leave your first, last name, and your phone number so we can contact you at the end of the month, or actually the first Saturday in December. We're giving those two muzzle loaders away. Every name gets a number assigned to it. Then we put numbers in the random number generator and give away the muzzle loader accordingly. Did that very thing the other night. I want to thank the folks at Blue Stem Farms for inviting me to their semi, no, how do you say it, biannual. No. What is once every 2 years? I don't know. Every 2 years they have a deer meeting, bring together the folks that are hunting there and invited guests and things like that to talk about their deer management program, show off the tremendous amount of white-tailed deer and skulls and mounts and sheds that are found, and got to see some old friends and got together with those folks, took some record books. Thank you for those who purchased record books from us. Gave some away to some folks who had their names drawn by random number generator on my phone, and that was pretty cool to watch all that. So it was a good time there. That was Tuesday evening. So I'm not sure how many acres there are, but I know there's five farms that make up that complex, and their deer management is a top priority. Some of the best deer in Maryland have come from that region. So There you are. 410-922-6680. Our producer, call screener, Aaron, is awaiting your phone call. And, you know, top of the list are the youngsters that come in, you know, on that phone number, that call-in number, 410-922-6680. Next hour of the show, we will have NRP police for a little bit. Michelle Kirk is coming back. We're going to talk a little about safety, especially on the youth weekend and the run-up to the deer firearm season in two Saturdays from today. I'll be out in the stand this afternoon with the youngster, and we'll see how that goes on his first deer hunt. And we thank our buddies up at Upper Bay Gun Club, Tom Slavin, for that opportunity. So Tom was on the air last week, I believe, or week before. Must have been last week we talked to Tom, and he shared a little bit about his Upper Bay Gun Club and waterfowl hunting up there and, you know, ability to take folks on a day trip for waterfowl. He also talked a little bit about his cold wind outfitting up in Saskatchewan with the liberal bag limits and long waterfowl seasons, abundant waterfowl and sandhill cranes, few Canada geese, snow geese, blue geese, speckled bellies, a myriad of ducks, a lot of mallards, pintails, and things like that. So it is a haven for a lot of folks for Maryland that in October go to Saskatchewan. Also this week, as a result of the very poor recruitment in the Young of the Year survey for Atlantic striped bass, well, for Chesapeake Bay striped bass, the Atlantic striped bass board meeting is scheduled for December 16th, and that's the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission coming up. There's going to be an informational webinar to be held on December 5th that you can take part in, and then the public comment deadline is set for December 10th. So here's the whole deal. The board meeting details: the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission's Atlantic Striped Bass Management Board will meet in person and via webinar on Monday, December 16th from 10 to 2 p.m. to consider changing the 2025 management measures to increase the probability of rebuilding the stock by the 2029 deadline. The meeting will be held in Weston, Crystal City, 1800 Richmond Highway, Arlington, Virginia. The draft agenda, webinar information, and the technical committee report with management options will be posted by December 3rd. The advisory panel report and all the written comments received by December 10th will be posted no later than December 13th. The meeting responds to the results of the 2024 stock assessment update, which indicates the resource remains overfished but is not experiencing overfishing. Let that sink in. The resource remains overfished but is not experiencing overfishing. Short-term projections estimate an increase in fishing mortality in 2025 due to the above-average 2018 year class entering the current recreational ocean slot limit, combined with the lack of strong year classes behind us. In this scenario, the probability of rebuilding by 2029 is less than 50%. Under Addendum 2 to Amendment 7, the board can change management measures through board action instead of developing an addendum if the stock assessment indicates a less than 50% probability of the stock rebuilding by 2029. As a result, the board will meet December 16th to consider changing 2025 management measures to reduce fishing mortality and increase the probability of rebuilding to by at least 50% or to at least 50%. Once we get those meetings out of the way and there's a plan, we're going to have someone from the Department of Natural Resources appear on the air and explain all that. So let's talk to Glenn in Chestertown. Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Okay, guess how are you all doing?
I'm good. We're good. Doing okay. Yeah.
How's Robin?
Robin's okay. She had an appointment this week with the hematologist. Got a blood transfusion. Got another shot, and we're awaiting further attention. You know, Robin gets her blood checked twice a week, and you know, and based on those results, that's what the treatment's all about. Right. So she's in the process of continuing to adjust her medication, continuing watching a whole bunch of factors in her life. And, sometimes there's a change for a couple of days, and then it goes back to a normal routine. Other times there's a little bit of an added medication here or there for, a period of a few days to a week or so. And, we just got to watch those blood results to see what's working. And unfortunately, it's a balancing act, a balancing act. So, but trust me, ladies and gentlemen, her doctors are on top of all of this. Robin is getting great in-home care and great attention by her doctors. And, like I said, it's a process. And she was in pretty bad shape back at the end of May, and, spent 11 days in the hospital overall. Mm-hmm. And this is a result of trying to rebuild, trying to rebuild back everything. So all good. Yep. So how about yourself? How are you doing?
Okay, I guess. Still looking down to the top of the grass.
That's the main thing. Yep. As long as you're doing that, rather than looking at the roots, that's for sure.
Right.
So, yep. Well, I don't know if you're going to be able to get out for deer season. I hope you can. That would be good.
I'm hoping to.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. So, yep. I'm anticipating it. I'm doing more camera scouting than I've ever done, making sure I'm seeing what's out there with a couple of bait stations, and we've got the camera rolling, and it's interesting, some of the pictures you see, what's on the camera, what's out in the woods. You open the camera application up, and you've got raccoons crawling up and down trees, and you've got deer feeding, and you've got six or seven raccoons or six or seven squirrels or a fox or possum or a rabbit or something. There's always something going on.
So right.
It's fun to watch that,
Yeah.
And you're not there to see it. It's just on your phone, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So let me see here. Strolling through 358. There's a raccoon. More raccoons. Where's the deer? What time did that deer show up? I saw one last night. We have two spots where we have the camera, one on what we call the lower stand, one on the upper stand. There's a little buck came through at 11:27 last night. He looks like about a 4-point. He's just roaming through the area. And then we get on the other camera. And, there's a couple of deer. We had looks like a doe and a fawn. Big doe at 208 and 209. They were there going through. What a big doe, man! She'd be nice in the pot. That's for sure. So, yep. So we just got to keep an eye on it. Only thing is, those cameras are on one spot. It's a big. You can't cover 15 acres of woods with two little cameras. So.
Mm-hmm.
We just got to figure out the trails and figure out which spots are active and which spots, quite frankly, are close to the stands that we hunt.
Great.
So we put the cameras out and see what's happening there. So there are some people taking some really nice deer. I see deer all over social media. A friend of mine shot one last night, and a really nice 8-point buck, and shot one with a bow, made a good shot on it, fell within sight. He's watching it, and just then the big giant buck came out and was trashing a tree and making a scrape and sniffing the deer that was down. He said that was so frustrating because the big one was the one he'd been seeing on his camera and had been hunting. He said three decent bucks came in. He shot number two, and number three was bigger and better. So all he could do was watch a show and make a video. So, yep, it was fun. So. Anything else there, buddy? Anything else going on?
I guess not really.
Yeah? Okay.
I could think of at the time.
I gotcha. All right. Well, keep in touch with us, if you will. Okay. I appreciate that.
Yeah, anything else?
Right.
I got to get another radio because my radio, for some reason, don't work on the AM side anymore, right? So.
Oh, boy.
Well, your phone call here is it for me.
That's it, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, I'd get another radio that you can pick up AM on, or unless you have a computer, you can listen on your computer, too. Mm. You know? So we'll see what happens. But I appreciate the call, Glenn. Thank you so much.
Very good.
All right, man. Talk to you next week. I will do that. All right, man. Thank you. All right. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680. Well, did stop by Backyard Billy's the other day. They said, man, it's all about the fireplace right now. Doing a lot of stoves and insert work. And I'll just ask this simple question I've asked a lot of times. In your home, do you have a spot that has a fireplace that you don't use anymore? Well, we had the same thing right here in our back room, just a hole in the wall. Sucked all the heat out of the room. Nobody used it. We didn't haul wood. We didn't do anything. We fixed that, though, when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, the premier fireplace stove and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation, recommended a masonry contractor, and they've provided us since with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience of the remote control, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro, Regency, and other top brands. Check out the freestanding wooden pellet stoves, too, for your primary or alternative heat sources. Select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop in the showroom soon. You'll be ready for the coming chilly weather. And it's chilly out there right now. Visit BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week, including this weekend. If you're coming from the Bay Bridge, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. Indeed, they are. So Clyde Sports Shop, they're ready for the hunting season. Of course, they've got all the last-minute fishing supplies and live bait and that type of stuff, too. But right now it's all about the hunting licenses and firearms and ammunition and mounting up scopes for people and all the hunting accessories and scents and scent killer products and all that stuff. But I want to tell you about a particular Browning firearm, the X-Bolt Hunter. For those of you who like a good quality bolt-action rifle without a lot of frills, well, bolt-action hunting rifle with a satin walnut checkered stock, a matte blue barrel in action, detachable rotary magazine, a short throw bolt, an adjustable trigger, all the stuff you need on the X-Bolt platform. The X-Bolt Hunter. That's the one I'm talking about, the X-Bolt Hunter. Plain Jane, not a lot of fancy stuff, just a great, dependable deer hunting rifle, big game hunting rifle, all available, Magnum, short Magnum, and standard calibers in the X-Bolt Hunter. Now, the X-Bolt Medallion, you want to step up to the pride and joy hunting rifles of the past and currently? Satin, no. High gloss finish, high-grade walnut stock. Beautiful. Rosewood fore-end and grip caps, polished and engraved blued steel receiver. Also the detachable rotary magazine, the short throw bolt, and the adjustable trigger. Standard on all the X-Bolts, it's the Medallion. It's the step up. It's the pretty one. That's the one that you want to, you know, show off a little bit with. And it's also an X-Bolt Browning. Browning is the key right there. All available at your full-line Browning dealer, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. That's in Lansdowne, Herefolk, Baltimore, 21227. Clyde Sports Shop, been around since 1957. The new website, ClydeSportShop.com. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 242-6108. For Clyde Sports Shop, open 7 days a week. Stop by and see them. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. The Donna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Argo Extreme Terrain Vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum side-by-side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025, or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Why me, Lord? What have I ever done to deserve even one of the pleasures I've known? Tell me, Lord, what did I ever do that was worth loving you? For the kindness you've shown, Lord, help me, Jesus. I've wasted it, so help me, Jesus. I know what I am. But now soul's in your hand.
Let's get back to the show. Thank you, Chris Christopherson. We like that selection this morning. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. If you'd like to call in about anything, you're welcome to call in about any subject that involves the outdoors, fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And youngsters, if you're in the truck today or you're in a vehicle headed to the deer hunting stand, give us a call, 410-922-6680. Love to hear from you. We know that there's youth hunts going on all over the state. Mentors are taking out their mentees. Our friends in Montgomery County are having their annual secret lair hunt. They usually invite about 20-some, 20, I think they had 22 youngsters there last year and took over 30-some deer in the weekend. The goal is to try and get each one of those youngsters a shot at a buck, and they'd take some pretty nice bucks. And, you know, the youth season is set up for, specifically for this period of time in a deer's biological life, which is the rut, the breeding season. And the point is to give the youngsters as much hunting activity as they can stand. Bucks chasing does, does being chased by bucks. You get it. You know, the deer moving in the woods during the daytime hours because of the breeding season. And, you know, it's a very, very good good opportunity for the youngsters to take a nice buck. You know, the bow hunters are like, oh, well, that's the rut. Why do you put that season in the middle of the rut? Well, to give your kids the opportunity to see deer just and get them hooked on the passion and the tradition of the outdoors just like you were. That's always my answer, to give the kids a shot. You know, you're an adult. Take it like an adult. So, anyway, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We were talking about striped bass earlier. If you'd like me to send this entire package to you, it was a press release from DNR about the striped bass meeting. But here's the public comment guidelines on the striped bass. The commission, Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission, anticipates a large volume of written public comments. That'll happen before the meeting. In order to compile and provide the comments to the board in a timely manner before the meeting, written comments may be submitted by email to comments@asmfc.org. comments@AtlanticStatesMarineFisheriesCommission.org, asmfc.org, by 11:59 on Tuesday p.m. on Tuesday, December 10th. Comments received after this date will not be included in the board's materials. And I'll tell you a little bit about the webinar as we get to it, but let's see who we've got online there. Chris from West Virginia. Morning, Chris. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Alan. I'm doing well, thank you, and I hope you are as well.
I am. What's going on?
Yeah, great. Last time we were talking about crabs and the effects of catfish on them. I was reading an article, and this is from VIMS, Virginia Institute of Marine Sciences.
Yep.
They estimate that the blue catfish prey on 441 tons of crabs a year just in the James River.
Yep. We published that report in Maryland Loves Crabs and Big Ass Fish magazine. We did. Yep.
Oh, really?
400, that's a lot of tonnage. That's a lot of...
for a fish game.
Yeah, that's a lot of crabs, isn't it?
That's a lot of crabs, holy cow.
In the James River, yeah. So, but, you know, the advantage is you catch one of those catfish, you know you've already got them stuffed with crab imperial. No further preparation needed.
True enough, that's a very good point.
It's one reason why they taste so good. They have a very varied diet. I think they have found, I can't tell you, 30, 40, 50 species of critters that these catfish have eaten, including, in some cases, they've found them with ducks that they've grabbed off the surface. They're a pretty nasty predator.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
Yep.
So. I heard somewhere that, I don't know if this is true, but some divers went into Liberty or Loch Raven, down at the dam, and they were just amazed at the size of some of the catfish down there.
Well, that is a story that I've heard for, I don't know, 55 of my 70 years. It's always divers have gone in at the base of some dam, and the catfish have been, you know, bigger than a man and that kind of stuff. Yeah, it's quite a significant urban legend. Not that there's not catfish that are...
I was not aware of that.
Nah, not... Like I said, I've been hearing it for over 50 years. Divers went in at the base of the dam. You know, Somerset Lake, they went in, and, Youghiogheny Lake and Deep Creek Lake. And, you know, the only place I could figure that there would be catfish anywhere near that size, you know, given the body of water, is places like the TVA lakes, the Tennessee Valley Authority lakes in the south, some of the southern lakes, some of the... You know, there's no doubt that catfish can attain huge sizes, but, you know, some of the biggest ones are 80 to 100 pounds. So underwater, encountering something like that, I can see where, you know, the story could be blown out of the water as far as the size of these catfish are concerned. But like I said, it's been a story I've been hearing since I was 15 years old, and the body of water always changes. So, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's a couple of those urban legends out there, so. Regarding a lot of different things in the outdoors, because it starts and then it gets passed on just like that, you know, like, well, you know, the insurance companies, they introduced coyotes in Maryland to control the deer population. Well, they're not doing a very good job if that's the reason they did it, but they didn't do it. So that's another myth, okay? It's because we're still killing 32,000 deer a year on the highway here in Maryland. So, yeah, you know. But I appreciate that, you know. So, anything else happening down there? You been out deer hunting yet?
I have not. I'm redoing my bathroom, and I'm here by myself. And I've been flogging away at it for the past 2 weeks, almost every day, and just have not even had time to think about it.
Hopefully, you'll get finished up in time for the firearm season.
I'm coming to the end of it. I don't have too much more to do, so.
No, that's good. That's good. At least you can do it yourself and save a little money. You know, that's a good thing. So.
This is true. This is true.
Yep.
Still, gosh, awful expensive, but yeah,
everything is.
Do it myself.
Everything is, no question. Hopefully, prices will start coming down. Supply chain will start being. We'll start being improved a little bit. Interest rates will go down, and the economy will start kicking up. Let's hope. What do you think?
Let us hope so. And I want to give you one other statistic I heard. This is from Gun Owners of America.
Okay.
Certainly we're lucky the election went the way it did, but 10 million gun owners in the U.S. are not registered to vote.
Yep. 10 million gun owners.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, you know, your independence can cost you your rights. You know, if you want to be one of those guys and be independent, you're not. You're not unique. Okay. There's 9,990,999 others just like you that feel that their independence sets them apart. It doesn't. It just makes you give up your franchise to elect your representatives to Congress, you know. And if you're one of these people who, well, they're all corrupt, well, they're all this or all that, I ain't voting. Well, okay, then you deserve what you get. So
that's true.
My opinion: get out and vote, even if you vote wrong. You've been able to vote. You've been able to exercise your constitutional right to elect your own official. So, all right, buddy. Thanks for the reminder.
Yeah, buddy, you have a great day,
stay away from the base of those dams. You don't want to, you know, we'd like to keep you around a little bit longer. We don't want you to get eaten by catfish.
Yeah, this is true. Thanks for the advice.
All right, Chris. See you, man. Bye-bye. Yeah. Yeah, I've been hearing that divers went in the base of the dam ever since I was in my teenage years and, you know, loved the fish. You hear that somewhere along the line. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Jump in that muzzleloader contest. And right now, my buddy Brent. I saw him the other day. Where does Brent work? Well, Brent works and owns Spurrier's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 and East, and that's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. Harvesting is mostly done, so the big giant rush during the harvest period has been over for a while. The trucks have slowed down a little bit, but they had a good season. So featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as any of the others, Michelin or, you know, Yokohama or Continental or whatever you need, Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car or your truck, from the mini to the mighty. Yep, Mini Coopers to the big old giant tri-axles and tractor trailers. Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires. And they have any tire for any machine from your backyard to your barnyard. There was a fella in there the other day getting a valve stem replaced on his, you know, his garden tractor tire. you know. And if you own a trailer of any kind, a boat trailer, a utility trailer, or any kind of ATV or UTV, side-by-side or 4x4, Spurries Tire, Spurries has the tires. Spurries offers tire repair and full-service automotive repair. They'll check and diagnose and repair your vehicle. When that check engine light comes on, you can schedule an oil change, a brake job. They'll take care of it. Their 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurries customers, including Robin and me, and our family, satisfied for well over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Give Spurries Tire Service a call in Easton. That number, 410-822-7384. Now, I slipped that in pretty quick. No appointment needed for tires. Visit their website, SpurriesTire.com, or call 410-822-7384. Spurries Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Dorchester County is the beating heart of Sika deer hunting in Maryland. In Cambridge, hunters will find a real treasure for outfitting their Sika and whitetail deer properties, Chesapeake Seed and Feed. First of all, Chesapeake Seed and Feed stocks deer corn by the bag or the pallet, deer supplements featuring Tecumseh products, and all the seed for the finest food plots. Chesapeake Seed and Feed carries 12-point hunting blinds, HB feeders in stock with capacities up to 1,000 pounds of corn, capsule brand lifetime feeders, Moultrie feeders and accessories, apple cracker blocks, all that with supplies and food for pets, wild birds, farm, lawn, and garden. For deer corn, hunting blinds, deer feeders, and apple cracker deer feed, stop by Chesapeake Seed and Feed. 10-1 Cedar Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Call 410-228-4392. That's 410-228-4392. And the website, ChesapeakeSeedAndFeed.com.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, my baby, she's been watching all my hunting videos. She's been itching, she's been begging, she's been wanting to go. I said, you gotta get up early, and honey, you ain't gonna like it, 'cause you can't pee and you gotta be quiet. But she was bound, she was determined, so I took her down and outfitted her from head to toe. And oh my gosh, my baby looks good in camouflage. She's all decked out in brown and green. She's a
sexiest tree I've ever seen. Can't concentrate when we're sitting in my stand. She's holding my gun and I'm holding her hand. And even when it's cold, she's still hot. My baby looks good in camouflage.
There you go. Oh, breaking news, by the way. Jake Paul, in unanimous decision, won the fight over Mike Tyson. Okay. That's about how exciting it was. All right. Who's on the line, Aaron? I'm sorry. Keith and Jessica. Good morning, Keith. How are you today, buddy? Hello, Keith. It seems like we lost him. I guess Keith will have to call back, 410 WCBM 680. Somebody can take his spot real quick by calling in. We'd love to hear from the youngsters out there on Youth Day. At number is 410-922-6680. We're going to get in the muzzleloader contest. That's a requirement. You got to go on the air if you want to get in the contest. You can also send me an email. We're getting emails throughout the week, people wanting to enter the contest and especially enter the youth contest. Youth under 16 and under, youth hunters, considered youth hunters, can win the youth muzzleloader. We're giving away two on the first Saturday of December, which would be of the from the fine folks at CVA. Yes, indeed. We're given a beautiful camouflage nitride barrel Optima V2 with a scope mount for the adult version. And then for the kids, we're giving away a Wolf, a stainless steel with a black stock, synthetic stock for the youngsters. Two in one day. And if you want to nominate your youngster, you can do that by email or by calling in 410-922-6680 or have the youngster call in. And they can do that. The email address is ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. So I did learn something the other day. We recorded the show for the first day of deer season on Thursday with Brian Eiler, who's been doing that for about 20 years for us. And then we had a newcomer in the studio, Jonathan Trudeau. Jonathan is the game mammal guy. He's the game mammal section leader for the Wildlife and Heritage Service under Maryland DNR. The Maryland is hosting the Southeast, what's it called? It's called the Southeast Deer Study Group. These are all the game managers from the southern states. They're hosting that in February, and I was invited to go and invited to bring some of our giant deer here in Maryland. The folks think that Maryland does not have big deer, and you know, our guys, our wildlife guys said, hey, can you guys bring some big deer heads in, and so we can show these guys that Maryland has some nice deer. Yeah, we can do that. Mark, good morning. Mark in Marysville, how are you?
Good morning.
What's going on?
Choking on my sausage, egg, and cheese biscuits.
Oh, man. Well, don't do that.
I'm headed up to, I'm about 5 minutes from pulling into where my deer stand is. But I called in last year on my way to oyster diving.
And all right.
And went out twice this year. And every time I got 250 oysters. Before I even used up one tank of air, it was amazing. They're all over the place.
That's great. I'm glad to hear that our oysters are starting to recover a little bit. That's for
sure.
Yeah,
and the basil.
Now these are on the recovered beds that we're putting on the bottom of the bay.
I don't know. I can't distinguish
okay.
which ones are recovered or not. But I know this guy I go with and. Been diving on these beds for a decade or so.
Right, got it. Okay.
I don't think they're part of the actual planned recovery.
Okay. Well, good.
The bay's been warmer this year because of a hot June and July.
Yeah, so no kidding.
You know, and wetsuits were able to dive a little later in the year than we normally would. So we're going to try one more time next weekend.
Good for you. Good for you. So you're bow hunting today?
Last time. I'm sorry?
Uh-huh. You're bow hunting today?
Yeah. I just missed my driveway. I pulled into
it. Oh, man, sorry. I do that all the time. I'm on the phone with Robin, and I miss my exit. And I'm like, oh,
I'm
man.
I'm down in Ellicott City off Folly Quarter Road.
I got it. Well, don't tell everybody, you know. So.
You got to know somebody here.
You hunt deer in Ellicott City? You sure do. There's no question.
Oh, I have something happen. I've been hunting about 15 years. Something happened to me on this property for 15 years. Something happened to me yesterday morning I've never had. I don't know if it was the rain or the full moon last night that was overcast and drizzly, but I'm guessing
right.
The deer were out feeding because the rain was so soft all night. I didn't see one deer for 2 hours I was up in the tree yesterday, and normally there's a couple family groups at least that come through here.
Interesting.
And I thought, okay, I'd got to work on my deck. I got home. I got to get home and work on the deck. I climbed down, packed all my gear up, put it in the back of the truck. I face out on the road, and I just back into the end of the driveway here. And I load all my stuff in, reach in, start the car, climb in, and I text the landowner that I'm on the way out, didn't see anything. And I look in my side view mirror to make sure she's not coming out the driveway, and I saw antlers. A 6-point buck was walking as if I wasn't even here, 20 feet
right.
Behind the truck, across the driveway.
Ain't that the way it goes, man? Ain't that the way it always goes? Well, I know one thing. There was a fox on the camera at 5:04 this morning. And at 5:03, there was a raccoon that looked like he's leaving out of there in a hurry. So that's pretty. That's cool to watch these cameras. You know that. Even while I'm on the show, I can see what's going on in the woods. It's pretty cool. So
I put the cell phone attachments on my cameras here a couple years ago, 2 years ago, and there was this massive 8 or 10 pointer that had been coming through every now and then.
Yeah.
And one afternoon, an hour after I climbed down and hiked out, you know, it got dark.
He's there.
Was posing for the camera right next to my steps up the tree.
Nice.
He just laid down, looked at the camera, like teasing me.
Yeah. Buddy of mine shot a nice 8-point last night with his bow. And he said that was the second deer that came in. So he said he made a good shot on it. The deer only went 30 yards. And he's watching the deer, you know, and looking around. And he said he looked up, and here comes another deer. And he said it's a massive, giant 8-point buck, probably 150-inch class buck come walking in. And he said it walked over and smelled my deer. And he said it walked around in range, and for about 15 minutes it rubbed a tree. It made a scrape. He's got it all on his camera.
Oh,
he said, my buck's laying there, and this giant deer with, you know, 30 inches of it, more antler or more, I mean, a beautiful giant wide 8-point buck. He's just teasing him, man. So that's
good.
What they do, dirty dogs. So
All right,
thanks for the call, man.
Sure thing.
Have a good hunt. See you. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. You know, it's heating season, that's for sure. Time to take a look at a supplemental heat source. You know, those energy bills haven't come down yet, but we can certainly help supplement that with a nice freestanding wood stove or pellet stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. And Backyard Billy's also sells the pellets, too, by the bag or by the pallet, whatever you need. You know, you can check out the fireplace inserts while you're in there, too. Robin and I selected an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert remote control. It's on now on low. I can turn it down. I can turn it up. I can turn it off from my easy chair while I'm broadcasting the show. I can turn the light on. I can turn the fan on if I like. We both enjoy the convenience of the remote control, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro, Regency, and other top brands, and also those freestanding wooden pellet stoves, too, for your alternative or primary heat source. If you got an outbuilding, a shed, or, you know, a great room that you want to heat, why not consider? You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop in the showroom. They're open 7 days a week, including today and tomorrow, so you're ready to go for that chilly weather. They're busy installing inserts and heaters right now. BackyardBillies.com. Hearth America has a Facebook page. That phone number, 410-827-4500, 827-4500, open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B. Evans Avenue is the exit coming from the bridge. Graysonville, it's Drummer Drive if you want to put that in your GPS and wind your way up Route 18 from the lower shore. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fire place. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Hey, Apple Cracker Deer Feed Blocks use the supercharged flavor of apples to attract deer. And Apple Cracker Deer Feed keeps them coming back with a blend of grains, protein, and minerals. Use the blocks, or if you have a feeder, use Apple Cracker Spinoff. Dirt Digger Minerals come in three flavors. Molasses Craze, Apple Craze, and Cherry Craze flavors blended with the best combination of scents and minerals that deer crave. Apple Cracker Deer Feed and Dirt Digger Minerals are available at leading hunting retailers, hardware stores, and feed stores across the Mid-Atlantic. For a dealer locator, product information, or to become a dealer, visit applecrackerdeerfeed.com or call Stoltz Foos Mineral Supply at 484-429-3929. That's 484-429-3929, applecrackerdeerfeed.com.
It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station sporting clays range and a firearms range for handgun, rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Old Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for sporting clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for Mil-Spec Spray-On Truckliners. Mil-Spec spray-on truck bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and Mil-Spec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your Mil-Spec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Mil-Spec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Mil-Spec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a Mil-Spec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, there's the music, ladies and gentlemen. Probably going to cut off a little short because of our time constraints. I'll just say get out, stay out, and stay safe to all the youth hunters out there today. It's all about family, folks, including passing on the tradition, the lifestyle, and the heritage of our hunting lifestyle. I guess I said that. So love your family. Love the Lord. See you after the news. We'll be right back.